And right now we're going to the phones where we are joined by Pastor Daniel Messner from Shawnee Alliance Church. He's been joining us all week long, giving us the Word of God on the Morning Munch. And Pastor, welcome back.
It's good to be back.
Thank you. Good to have you back with us here, Pastor. And we're going to turn things over to you and let you share what God's laid on your heart this morning.
In the upper room, the night that Jesus had what we would call communion with his disciples, there's a number of conversations that are going on, and one of those is about who is going to be the greatest. And then during that conversation, Jesus startles Peter, or he's also known as Simon. Actually, Jesus changed his name from Simon to Peter when he called him out and asked him to be the leader. And he makes a statement that I think would stun any of us. And he doesn't say Peter this time. He calls him by his birth name. He says, Simon, Simon. And anytime the Bible repeats someone's name, you better pay attention. Kind of like your mother using your first name and the middle name, and you know something's happening. So, Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you like wheat. I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers. And, of course, Peter right away is very boastful. He says, well, I'll go to prison for you. And then Jesus has to say it again. But this time he says, Peter, no, the rooster's going to crow and you're going to deny me three times. Here's the truth, is that the enemy who I talked about on Monday, who's like a wolf, who's always measuring us, he knows our weaknesses. And the question we need to ask ourselves is, what was Peter's weakness that Satan would ask to sift him like wheat, take him apart, take him down? Well, I think there's two things. One is I think he really believed in himself that he could handle anything apart from Christ. And the other is he would have a tendency to make vows that were unholy, that he would make statements that he believed he could follow through. It's like a person saying when they're in trouble, God, I'll do anything for you. And then God helps them get out. They forget the promise, but God hasn't. And so Simon was always making these statements. So here's the warning to all of us. Number one is that if you believe that you can do anything apart from Christ and you claim to be a Christian, you're in trouble. Because the Bible says we're to be fully dependent. And the word that's mostly used is the word through. It's through Christ. It's through Christ we have his righteousness. Through Christ that we have eternal life. It's through Christ that we can overcome the enemy. It's through. We always have to be realizing that. The natural bent for us as humans is to depend upon ourselves, and we will fail every time. The Christian walk means I learn to walk with Christ, who's my friend, and I do things through him. And the other thing is we better watch our vows. You know, when I do a wedding, a couple makes a vow. What they're saying is, I give my life to you. Those are binding. Well, almost all vows are binding because God's a God of promise, a God of covenant. And we take seriously the things we say. We just can't off the cuff make a statement and not expect God to fulfill it. That's why Jesus said, let your yes be yes and your no be no. So here's my statement to you. You better watch the vows that you make. For example, some of you said, I will never be like my parents. Well, you're going to end up acting just like them because you made an unholy vow. What you should have said is, I want to live differently, and I want to live in Christ, not like my parents. Big difference. So Peter set himself up to fail, but Jesus made a great promise to him. He said, Satan's asked you to sift you like wheat because you're trusting yourself. You're making these statements that you can't follow through on. But guess what? In the end, I'll pray for you. And there's our hope, is that Jesus Christ is always on our side. He's always praying for us, even when we do foolish and stupid. He still loves us. And he knows that we can come through it even when we fail. And he knows that we can become better because of our failures. And Peter in the end did. Matter of fact, he was the one disciple that church history says when he was put to death, he hung upside down on the cross because he couldn't hang like Christ upright. So my statement to all of us is, watch your vows and remember very carefully that you must be dependent on Christ and learn what that is for you by living through Christ. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for this morning. Thank you for your word. Just thank you for the stories, because so many of us are just like those people in the Bible. I pray today for all of us that today we would really have a sense that the enemy is trying to sift us, but rather we keep depending upon more and more upon who Jesus Christ is. We love you, Lord. Thank you for never quitting on us. Amen.
Amen. Pastor Daniel Messner joining us from Shawnee Alliance Church. And Pastor, tell us about Shawnee Alliance.
Shawnee Alliance Church. We're part of the Christian Missionary Alliance. We're in the south side of Lima in the Shawnee area. And one of the things that most people probably don't know about us, but we're really excited, is that we have a tremendous scouting unit. As a matter of fact, it's the biggest in Allen County. We're going to have our 12th Eagle Scout this Sunday to the Court of Honor in 6.5 years.
Wow.
And we have tremendous leaders, you know, tremendous leaders, male and female leaders. We have Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, Cub Scouts, Adventure Group. We have them all. And the reason we do it is because we have great leaders that love God, and everything that we do is in church, and our values come from the church. But I don't know if your family, if you're young enough, you want your children to be part of something that's really exciting. But again, we're not looking for people to leave a church, but Shawnee Alliance Church is a great place for all types of good scouting.
Excellent. If folks want to find out more information about that or any other things you got going on, how can they do so?
Well, you can check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and of course our website, and that's a place to find out what's happening. Looking forward to anyone that's looking for a church to consider Shawnee Alliance Church.
Excellent. Hey, Pastor, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll look forward to hearing from you again tomorrow.
One more day.
One more day, then you get to sleep in a little.
All right.
Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you. Blessings, everyone.
God bless.
You too.
That's Pastor Daniel Messner from Shawnee Alliance Church.